Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Tawbah. An Abi Musa Abdullah ibn Qais al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil-layli liyatuba musi'u al-nahar wa yabsutu yadahu bil-nahari liyatuba musi'u al-layli hatta tatlu' al-shamsu min maghribiha. Rawahu Muslim. Continuing with the happiness and the joy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets when a person makes tawbah, turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we explained, this is for our understanding purposes, that when somebody gets happy with us, that we like, we feel nice, we feel good, that this person that likes us, our boss, our mother, father, somebody senior, somebody we respect, is happy with us, we also feel nice. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to us, for our understanding purposes, telling us how happy Allah ta'ala gets when a person turns and he returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes tawbah, he asks for forgiveness, Allah ta'ala gets extremely happy. And yesterday's hadith we did, to such an extent, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave an example of a person in an open desert land. He lost everything he owns, that animal of his, the goods that he had, everything. He lost complete hope and he was just resting under a tree. And suddenly that animal comes back, and in that excitement that he experiences, he tells Allah, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. That, oh Allah, you are my servant and I am your Allah. In other words, in that excitement, so much of excitement he gets. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said then that Allah ta'ala gets more happy when one person turns back to Allah than this person that is expressing his excitement in that way. So this hadith also shows us that how much Allah ta'ala is willing to forgive a person. Allah Pak's ocean of forgiveness is so much. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi would say that just one drop from the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is enough to forgive all the sinners of the world. Just one drop from the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is enough to forgive all the sinners of the world. So vast is the ocean of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith also is showing us that how vast is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of time. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala stretches out His hand at night so that the one who sinned during the day may turn to Him in repentance at night. And Allah Ta'ala stretches out His hand in the day so the one who sinned during the night may turn to Him in repentance in the day until the sun rises from the west. Meaning, until the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive the people. Allah Ta'ala is continuously willing to forgive until the sun rises from the west. So this is the grace and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't literally mean that Allah ta'ala spreads His hands out. No, it doesn't mean that. Allah ta'ala is free from having any parts like a human being. Allah ta'ala is completely free from all these things. But just to explain to us that in our understanding, when a person spreads his hands out, it means this person is willing. That he is willing to accept. All day I'm waiting, willing to accept any person that is turning for forgiveness. And whole night also I am waiting, any person that is there, that is seeking forgiveness, I am there to forgive him. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man taba qabla an tatlu' ash-shamsu min maghribiha, taba Allahu alayhi. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will accept the repentance of anyone who turns in repentance to Him before the time when the sun rises from the west. والمحديث عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance of a person so long as his soul does not reach his throat, so long as his soul does not reach his throat. ما لم يغرغر, that gurgling sound that a person makes at the time of mouth, that is known as gharghara. Ma lam yugharghir, so long as he doesn't reach that point when that gurgling sound comes out. Now when a person is in the last stages, as we would commonly refer to it as sakarat, actually this word yugharghir in Arabic is when a person takes water and without swallowing he pushes the water to the back of his throat, you get like a gurgling sound that comes. So this is what the hadith is. Allah Ta'ala right till that point is ready to accept the tawbah of any person. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't matter how big the person's guna is. That doesn't matter. Allah Ta'ala's ocean of forgiveness is much bigger than that any person's guna. So long as he doesn't reach this last phase of his life where there's a gurgling sound, he's about to pass away, then up till then his tawbah is accepted. Maulana Yunusab also used to give this example. He says the person who considers himself dirty and he's filthy and he thinks to himself that I'm too dirty, if I'm going to go and jump in the ocean, then the ocean is going to get dirty. If he thinks like this, then this person won't get clean. But if he goes there by the ocean, and the ocean, he thinks to himself that they are not one person like myself, thousands of my people like myself jumped into this ocean. They got clean, but the ocean didn't get dirty. So this is the vastness of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Is that a person shouldn't think that my gunas are so much, where is Allah Ta'ala going to forgive me? Allah Ta'ala will forgive a person. And as we go, we'll see this, how vast is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Always be happy to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the important point is, ulama explained, is a person must be straight. He must confess. He must be clear with Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will accept his tawbah. Not that this person now always makes excuses and is always covering up for the gunas that he's doing, that I needed to do this and I needed to do that, or it was a necessity, therefore I did it. The person is clear with Allah Ta'ala that I messed up, I caused a mistake, I was wrong in what I did, and then he confesses to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves this confession, and then Allah Ta'ala accepts his tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.